Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the I'm Not Okay podcast. Today, we're diving into some practical scripture-based strategies to help you kick worry to the curb. It's not just about knowing what the Bible says. It's about putting that knowledge into action in our daily lives to combat anxiety and fear. One of the most empowering verses that we can rely on comes from Philippians 4. It tells us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." This isn't just good advice. It's a step-by-step guide to swap out worry for peace. So where do we start? Prayer is our go-to defense against worry. It's our way of shifting our focus from the problems we're facing to the power of God's control. By bringing our worries to God with a grateful heart, we recognize His presence in all parts of our lives, affirming that He's at work, even in those areas where we're still waiting for answers. Next up, gratitude. This is key. By actively practicing thankfulness, we remind ourselves of all the times that God has come through for us before. This not only cheers us up, but also strengthens our trust in Him for the future, making it easier to let go of worries over things we can't control. Don't forget about the power of community and fellowship, too. Galatians 6:2 instructs us to carry each other's burdens. Sharing your worries with other believers can bring not only support and prayer, but also makes your burdens a little lighter to carry. Another effective strategy is meditating on the promises of God. Take Psalm 56:3, for instance. It says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." This verse is perfect for meditation, helping us to pivot from fear to trust. Diving deep into such scriptures helps us absorb the truth of God's ability to manage whatever fears we might have, lightening our load when it comes to worry. So take a moment to reflect on the strategies we've discussed for combating worry. Which of these approaches resonates most with you? Perhaps you feel a call to deepen your prayer life, spending more time in conversation with God as a way to alleviate your fears. Or maybe you're drawn to cultivating a sense of gratitude, which can shift your focus from worries to blessings, enhancing your overall spiritual wellness. Connecting more closely with your church community could also be a vital step, providing you with support and fellowship that will help reinforce your faith. Also, you might find solace in meditating on God's promises, allowing His word to calm your mind and strengthen your trust in His plan. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that choosing to engage actively in any of these practices can be a powerful step towards achieving the deep peace that stems from a genuine trust in God. Each option provides a unique path to strengthen your spiritual life against the onslaught of daily concerns you're facing. Think about how integrating these practices into your routine can not only help manage worry, but also enrich your relationship with God. As you consider these possibilities, encourage yourself to take a proactive step towards transforming your spiritual journey and embracing a life marked by faith and peace. Thanks for tuning in. And don't miss our next episode, where we'll be exploring how to live a life free of worry in Christ. Stick with us, and let's keep growing together in faith and freedom from fear.